Blog Talk Radio.
For a shake, I'm throwing these Emirates in the sky. Spinning this awesome llama, make them piece of M-O-N-E-Y. I love my beaches, south beaches, surfboard and high tide. I could just roll up, cause I'm swole up. So that birthday cake, get the Cobra. Bugatti for real, I'm Cobra. The autobiography rover. Got the key to my city, it's over. No stops, only in the color Cobras. I said rackets, wretched, hold up.
I said rackets, wretched, hold up.
I know you can't meditate. If you a freak, then you come on with me. I know what you came here to do. Now bust it open, let me see you get loose.
It's going down for real. It's going down for real.
And they already know me. It's going down further than FEMA. Girl, get wetter than Katrina. Yeah, my girl, you never seen it. Cause my tents by limousines. My touch say it's the Midas. We the plus, your man, the minus. My team blowing on that slam. Make you cough, cough, that's bronchitis. Put your hands up. It's a stick up, no more makeup. Get that ass on the floor, ladies. Put your lipstick up. Double entendre, double entendre. Why you hating? I get money, then I double up tundra.
I know you came here to see.
Going down, Harrell. It is hump day. We made it. Doesn't seem like hump day. I gotta double check to make sure it is. It don't seem like it, man. How's everybody doing out there, man? It's been good. Getting ready for night racing again. All right. We've got a cool night tonight. We've got the Kemps, Aiden and Brian coming on. And telling us about the new JA100 motor. All right. I mean, it's a pretty slick motor. I don't know if you guys have seen it out there, but they had a couple of them ripping around. If you haven't seen both, came from his partners. Eric Jones from Miami is coming on too. So, they got like seven of them, I think, or something. They're trying to get a little couple races going, you know, at the end of the season here. And you can drive one. I don't know if they're all filled up or what for the season, but the Toxa was not. He wants to get him out there and see what everyone thinks, man. Seems pretty cool to me. It's a little faster, two-stroke, supposedly pretty reasonable, so we'll have to see, but who knows. But all right, we'll hang out, all right? We'll have these guys calling in a few. Until then, we'll listen to some tunes, hang out, be cool. I'm going to grab a bite to eat. I just got home from work. Long day. Excuse me if I'm a little out of sorts, but I'm always out of sorts, so you guys are used to it. All right, this is Harrell. How you guys doing, man? You're listening to Hump Day with Harrell exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
You know you got me. What you pistol shot me. And I'm here helplessly in love, and nothing can't stop me. It can't stop me once I started. Can't return me once you bought it. I'm coming, baby, don't doubt it. So let's be about it.
No, don't fuck with my heart.
Baby, have some trust him. When I come with lust him. Cause I bring you that comfort. I ain't only here cause I want your body, I want your mind too. Interesting is what I find you, and I'm interested in the long haul. Come on, girl.
Yeehaw!
how much I'm in love with you. Crazy is what crazy do. Crazy in love, I'm a crazy fool.
No, don't fuck with my heart.
Why you so insecure when you got passionate love, her? You always claiming I'm a cheater. Think I up and go leave ya for another senorita. You forgot that I need ya. You must have caught amnesia. That's why you don't believe her. But, yeah, check it out.
Don't you worry about it, baby.
Relaxing, outcast is everlasting. Not clashing, not at all. But see, my went to do a little acting. Now that's for anyone asking. Give me one, pass them. Drip, drip, drop. There goes an orgasm. Now you coming out the side of your face. Be tapping right into your memory bank. Sank. So flick of the ticket. Let's see your seatbelt fasten. Trunk rattling like 2 minutes in the back seat wrestling. Speaker box vibrate the tag. Make it sound like aluminum cans in a bag. But I know y'all wanted that 808. Can you feel that BASSA? But I know y'all wanted that 808. Can you feel that BASSA?
I love the way. Hey, baby, mind if you only believe. And in order to achieve what you need, you can never give up. You can never give up.
Oh, When I stop and think about all the good times that we had in our life, takes me to a better place. Free space inside my mind, everything that you gave me, I needed just to survive. You were right there next to me, right where I'd expect you'd be. Never took you for granted, your simple smile and a wink. Cause I really needed you, yes I really needed to grab a hug and a kiss. So I feel just like this, with a love that's so strong and a bond carried on. With the hands you would lend, on those hands I'll depend. And the guidance will start, all the meaning will come. And they say,
we'll be right back. only right that I share my experiences with y'all, because I've been places you'll never imagine.
Right.
But I'ma start at home. When I see a girl I like, I walk straight up to her and I'm like, hey girl, how you doing? You are the woman that I'm really pursuing, and I would like to get to know you. Can you give me your name? If you jot down your number, you'll get mine in exchange. Hey. See, I'm the man of this town, and I hope you wouldn't mind if I showed you around. So when you go to certain places, you'll be thinking of me. We got people to meet and many places to see. Hey, I'm really digging your lips, but be careful where you walking when you swinging them hips. I'm kind of concerned that you'll be causing a crash with your traffic jam booty heads pausing so fast. Hey, I wouldn't trade you for the world, I swear it. I like your hair and every style that you wear it, and how the colors coordinate with the clothes, from your manicured nails to your pedicured toes.
Oh yeah.
The fancy cars, the women in the caviar, you know who we are.
You hear the song, so dance. Don't always think I'm trying to get in your pants. Cause see me, my pimpin's in 3D. I'm taking you places you only see on TV. Trying to show you how you live in this trice. How many guys you know could bring the Travel Channel to life? One day we on the Autobahn swerving, driving. Next day we in the sun on the Virgin Islands. If you with me, ain't no time to sleep. Especially at Wet Willie's on Miami Beach. But I'll drop you off and pay you no attention if I make it to Atlanta's Bronner Brothers convention. Then jump in the car and just ride for hours, making sure I don't miss a homecoming at Howard. Hawaii to D.C. is plenty women to see. So if your wits don't show up, it's more women for me. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
The fancy cars, the women in the caviar. You know who we are.
I'm in New York at the Puerto Rican Day Parade. Then at night I'm in New Orleans drinking hand grenades. Outnumbered by the dozens at the Jazz Fest. And Mardi Gras, all the women trying to show me their chest. Hey, I'm in Jamaica spending massive bucks, while the ladies are begging me to mosh it tough. I had sad beginnings when I rap with no fans. Now it's all happy endings on my lap in Japan. Hey, I used to think that it was way too cold, till I went to Canada and saw some beautiful, beautiful. Now I hit the Caravana every year in Toronto, then fly to Illinois to get a taste of Chicago. Oh, yet and still, you wouldn't believe your eyes if you went to Brazil.
But where the best
ain't at? No need in even asking, bruh. The best women all reside in Africa, and that's real.
Oh, yeah.
The fancy cars, the women in the caviar. You know who we are, cause we're tripping all over the world. The fancy cars, the women in the caviar. You know who we are, cause we're tripping all over.
But can't you see? I'm calling. A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm flying. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving it. You're getting on.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Are we about to get it just a little hot and sweaty in this?
Ooh, baby.
Ladies, let's go. Soldiers, let's go. Let me talk to y'all and just, you know, give you a little situation. Listen.
You see the get hot every time I come through. When I step up in the spot, make the place sizzle like a summertime cookout. Proud for the best chick, yes, I'm on the lookout. So banging, shorty like a belly dancer with it. Smell good, pretty skin, so gangster with it. No tricks, only diamonds under my sleeve. Give me the number, but make sure you call before
you
leave.
I know you like me.
I know you like me.
I know you do.
I know you do.
That's why whenever I come around, she's all over. I know you want it.
I know you want it.
It's easy to see.
It's easy to see.
And in the back of your mind, I know you should be on with me. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me? Don't you? Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me? Don't you? Don't you?
Fight the feeling.
Leave it alone. Cause if it ain't love, it just ain't enough to leave a happy home. Let's keep it friendly.
Let's keep it friendly.
You have to play fair.
You have to play fair.
See,
yeah.
I don't care, but I know she ain't gonna want to share. Girlfriend was raw like me.
Raw.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me?
Big fun.
Don't you?
Okay. Off of something.
Let's go. Well, let me get straight to it. A broad won't watch it when I come through it. The God Almighty looking all brand new. A shorty wanna jump in my Aston Van Jewish. Looking at me all like you really want to do it. Try to put it on me to my black and bluish. You wanna play with a player girl and play on? Trip out the Chanel and leave the lingerie on. Watch me and I'ma watch you at the same time. Looking like you won't break my back. You're the very reason why I keep a pack of the Magnum. And with the wagon, hit you in the back of the Magnum. For the record, don't think it was something you did. Shorty, you all on me because it's hard to resist the kid. I got an idea that. Dope for y'all if y'all can get close, so I can hit the boat for y'all. Don't worry
don't
about it,
don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
Oh.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
Like me.
Don't you? Don't you, baby?
Don't you?
Alright, sing. Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me?
Raw.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was.
We'll be right back.
You learn to die. chubby waist, thick legs in shape, rump shaking both ways, make you do a double take, plant rocker, showstopper, flow popper, head knocker, beach scholar, tail dropper, do my thing, mother, my Rolls Royce, Lamborghini, blue Medina, always beaming, rag top, chrome pipe, blue lights, out of sight, long weed, sold in, fan again, sold in, make that money, throw it in, booty bouncing, gone. You lose control and let it go,
one,
for you know
two,
you're gonna hit
three,
the flow.
Go.
Yeah. I rock to the beat till I'm
fire.
I walk in the club is
fire.
Get it crunk and wired. Wave your hands, scream louder. If you smoke inside up, bring the roof down and holler. If you tipsy, stand up. DJ, turn it louder. Take somebody by the waist and now throw it in their face like hypnotic, robotic. This thing will rock your body. Take somebody by the waist and get it out of control.
Gonna show you how it goes.
To the right, to the right, to the right, to the right.
Now come on, baby, kick. Now walk it by yourself. Walk it by yourself. To the right, to the right, to the right, the right, the right. The left, to the left, to the left, the left, the left. Now kick, now kick, now kick, now kick, now walk it by yourself. Walk it by yourself and do the Cupid shuffle.
Now let me see you
do the Cupid shuffle. Peter out of D, Mr. Fett on the track, got another kid indeed.
Do your dance, do your dance,
come on, come on.
Down, down, do your dance, do your dance.
What up? What up? Everybody getting their Cupid shuffle on? Had the volume down on that. I was all messing up. Technical difficulties. That's what I do around here sometimes. We have technical difficulties. That's what I call them anyways. They're actually Harrell difficulties, but I call them technical difficulties. Anyways, how y'all doing? I'm big and bored of music. Some of you like music. Some of you hate the music, so just bear with me. But we're too... Part of the show that I love, when the kids call in, we have Aiden and Brian on the phone with us tonight. How you guys doing, man?
Doing good.
Good.
All right, all right. I was talking with Brian, and he's been breaking in those motors. They've been really working hard at getting these motors going. Why don't you tell us a little bit about those, was it the KA100?
Yeah, it's just a two-cycle 100cc reed valve motor. Got a starter on it, an internal starter. You can start it externally, and like all two cycles, you have to break them in. We follow the manual, and we have seven, so we broke them in this weekend at Button Willow. Owen and Dave Rule were nice enough to come spend some laps and break in the motors too, so we weren't there just breaking in motors for 5 hours. The kids got to run them, but there's a process to break them in.
Just like slow laps? Is that what you mean by the process?
Aiden will explain it. How you break
them in? What's up, Aiden?
You have to do 15 lap sessions.
15 lap sessions?
Yep. I don't
really remember that much. Can you go full throttle?
No.
No? So you're like half throttle for 15 laps?
No, half throttle for 5 laps, I think. 3/4 of the throttle, like flipping it from 0 to half, like for another 5 laps, and the last 5 laps or 1 5-minute from that to go full out while covering the air block on the straightaway, I believe.
Covering the what?
Air box down the straightaway.
Oh, okay. Why do they do that? What's the deal with that?
You want to get
it's to lean it out.
It's what?
Reaching it up.
It lets fuel freaking pour in there a little more? Anybody?
No. Yeah, I think that's what it does.
Yeah, because I know that like when I go to Glamis on a 125 out in the dunes, you got to like hit the kill switch and just keep it wide open. You go as fast as you can, just hit the kill switch for me, and just floods the motor with, you know, with gas. Is that the kind of the same thing you're doing?
I believe so.
Yeah.
You got to run them rich to break them in so you seat the ring and don't damage the piston. So you kind of run them rich.
Gotcha. And that's what that does. When you put your hand over the air cleaner and it just sucks a bunch of gas and no air. Right? All right. Pops was saying that you were going about 4 or 5 seconds faster than your Annover Briggs motor, huh, Aiden?
Yeah, it's scale is so much faster. Just the takeoff out of the turn, so much more
quick. Right. It's funny seeing the four-stroke guys kind of get in those things and rip around for a second. They're not sure what to do, you know what I mean? It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Because they are. They're quite a bit faster. What's the biggest difference, you think, in between the two? I mean, just the takeoff power out of the corner
the
power? Torque is way more, huh?
Mm-hmm. Unless tall
because
spin the tires.
What they will spin the tires, no problem, coming out of corners, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know? What about the top speed? What's the top speed on those things?
I'm not sure. I think somewhere near around, probably on a very long track, probably 70.
At Buttonsville, with the chicane, it'll run, it was running about 65. 206 will do about, depending on gearing, about 55.
So about 10 mile an hour faster on the straightaways?
Down the chute, on a longer straight.
Right.
It just runs at a lot higher RPM. The power band's from 7,000 to 15,000 instead of 2,500 to 6,000. So it's
totally different beast.
Stuff.
Totally different,
it's a different beast.
Huh?
Yeah, they're both good. They're just different. It's different. You have to use the brakes more, and you have to control the throttle more.
Right.
Not
maybe
that
that's
I know
where it'd be. Maybe I'd be better at that because I'm used to riding my motorcycle, and you got to finesse a motorcycle. You don't just rump on that thing, or you get shot right off of that thing. So I don't know. Because on the four-stroke, I just don't respect the power, and I always just rump it. I still gotta be easy on the gas and be smooth, you know what I mean? But one of these days, I'll be out there when Aiden's out there, and he can show me a few things maybe one day. If you wait for me, you gotta wait for me. You gotta like drive backwards or something.
Half throttle.
Half throttle, yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll freaking lock your throttle so it only goes half throttle. Like, you still beat me. That won't be cool. I don't want to do that because then I'll feel even worse when you beat me with half throttle. But what's next for you guys? Tell us a little bit about Well, first, tell us a little bit about the maintenance program. You know, what's the deal with that? I know that in the past, two strokes have been a little expended. You got to rebuild every so many hours. You got to do a top end, so many hours. You got to do a bottom end, blah, blah, blah. What is the program that you guys are running with those things?
So we don't know for sure yet. Yeah, we've heard everything from 8 hours to 20 hours. So we've only got an hour on the motors during the break-in. You know, when we ran Aiden in the Mini Swift, we'd rebuild the motor once a season. And so we didn't rebuild it a lot. Some guys would rebuild them every single race. So we didn't see them fall off that fast. Some people felt that you had to rebuild them all the time. We didn't rebuild them all the time. And still were competitive with the motor. So
right.
You know, a rebuild cost is probably $300 to rebuild it. And basically, they just hone the cylinder and put a new piston in it.
So, what, so is it an enclosed motor? You can't get in it?
You can get in it. You just, the specs are that you can't do anything to it. You can't. There's no blueprinting of it. You can't drill the carburetor. You can't change the carburetor. You can't cut the cylinder. It's all a spec motor. But because you change the piston, you can get into them. But it's the same sort of tech issue as any other, even the 206, is you can't change stuff to it. You have to run it as a spec motor.
Cool. And then that all goes down to tech.
That goes down to tech. So the goal is to have an even motor and, you know, good parity or good equal motors across the board.
Right.
And this motor is kind of an interim step between, say, the 206 and the X30 or you know, as a kid's moving up between the mini flipped or the X30. An X30 would be 2.5 seconds faster and probably 5 miles an hour faster because it's a 125 water cool. Part of what we're trying to do is run the same tires as the 206 to make a motor and tire package that works well with the 206 to make it easy for the racers to race a four cycle, have a set of tires that they can then go run on two cycle back and forth. We race a lot of used tires, particularly at club races, so it just makes it easier, more cost effective to race. They make a 7-inch hard tire, and we tested them both, but the 6 were just a smidge faster, and we're just trying to align it so it's easier to race.
Can we use the hard ones? Are we on the Evinco hard ones, or were they medium?
Yeah, we run the Evinco hards, and they're good, and they last a long time. The soft tires for the high horsepowers, they're good for about 40 laps, and then they fall off dramatically. The difference of
that's
the hard
it,
tire,
huh?
Is, yeah, if you run a used hard tire, you might be 3 to 4 tenths off of what you would be with the new tire. Maybe 2 tenths, perhaps, depending on how worn out they are. On the soft tire, after about 40 laps, you're a second off, so you're out to lunch. The deal with the X30 is to tune the go-kart at a competitive race. You have to put a new set of tires on in practice to actually see where you're at. And that's what is a little bit spendy.
Oh, because you can't run the used tire and then get tuned for a used tire.
Yeah, a used set of tires in a soft tire, you're out to lunch. You're nowhere near your times. So it's,
right.
It's basically, if you go practice, you're just wearing shit out unless you put a new set of tire.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So, I mean, just like with the 206, you get a new set of tires, you're going to have to tune to that new set of tires, right?
Yep.
Well, if you're running old tires and all of a sudden you put new ones on, I think you're going to have the same setup, you're mistaken. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just closer. The hard tires are a lot easier to manage. There's not as much difference between the new and the used, provided they're decent used, compared to the soft tires. The difference between the new and used is a second or more.
Right.
So we have X30 motors, and what we did is we're selling those and worked with the folks at Miami to get 7 motors that we're racing around the state. We're racing Blue Max August 27th. We've got 6 drivers signed up thus far. There's 1 open seat left. We're loaning the motors.
Hear that, everybody? 1 open seat left. There's an open seat left.
Yep.
There's 1. How do we go about getting in one of those things? How do they go? And they just call you on the...
Yeah, it's on Facebook. People have been private messaging us, and we filled up the seats. And then we're going to race the CCKRA with Button Willow and race that with 7. And we're taking the motors to Tri-C. There's 7 seniors that are going to race it there and test it. And then we're going to offer them to
the
seniors.
Is that down south?
That's down south. That's L.A. at Cal Speed. Then
so
we're
you're
going
to go to L.A.
them.
And go race, but you won't go to the night race and race.
Well, we're not going to go. We're actually going to run the 206 and let the seniors run the motors.
So you're going to go down all the way to L.A., not even race the fast ones, let someone else race them, and you won't even go to the night race.
We love. I think Aiden would tell you the Reading track's about as good as it gets, right, Aiden?
Fun one, huh?
But Dad has
What's
to
the
work.
Trick there?
I gotta work, so I won't be home until 8 o'clock Friday night. It's just not
so come
doable.
Come for Saturday night. How about come for Saturday? Because it's Friday and Saturday night racing.
It's definitely neat. They do a good job up there, and that's a really good track. If we could make it logistically, we'd be there.
Right, right, right. What, Aiden? How about a pointers for that track? Where do I gotta? Oh, we're running 6 and 11, I think, and 6 is just the KTX one, except they cut the straightaway short. You don't go all the way to the end; you cut it short.
Wait, for which track? The
same one that you did at KTX. I mean,
Reading.
For the regional race.
Oh, I'm Reading.
Yeah.
The corner at the end of the straightaway is the what most important by far. That
we're not going all the way to the end though. We're going to the
then the corner getting on to the straightaway then.
That's just wide
or
open,
before
huh?
Before you get on.
You need to be wide open.
The corner
there.
Before that. The corner before that.
What about
the right hander?
Yeah, the right hander.
Right. So what's the trick on that one?
Turn in late.
Early?
And get on the gas early.
That's the thing to be the key. And, I mean, getting on the gas way early. Like way before you even think you should be on the gas.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you don't let off. Right?
Kind of, yeah.
Like, I mean, you just come in, do your braking in a straight line and get right back on the gas. You want to be on the gas through the corner. Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm learning. And also, I got to quit driving like a monkey. I grab like a... That's what Rivera says. I hold like I'm driving a dirt bike. Like my elbows out and like I'm on a 450 or something. I got to get my elbows in. That's what he's saying. Then I can push and stuff better.
Draft.
Yeah, it's weird. It's really weird for me because I'm so used to leaning into everything. You know what I mean? Skiing and dirt biking. Everything I've always done, you're leaning in. In the go-kart, you want to lean to the outside and get that tire off the ground. It's just like a weird feeling to me. You know? Right?
Yep.
Like when you go in your corner, you want to lean to the outside and push with your arms, pushing that out seat so that tire stays off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Aiden uses his body a lot to drive the go-kart. He broke his seat struts or the bottom seats in the main at Davis. And he came off the track. One was broken and the other was cracked. But, you know, break in a straight line, roll, rotate the cart, back on the gas.
Right. Yeah, it sure sounds easy. You guys make it sound so
yeah.
easy. You make it look so easy.
I can't do it.
Yeah, you can. You can oil a trash can, though.
Yeah, but that's why I'm the mechanic. Not necessarily
right,
a good
right.
one either.
No, you are. Don't kid yourself. I always tell you that because look what you do for that kid. You know what I mean? You make it happen.
Yeah.
So, you're gimmicking.
I get them to the track. I get them to the track, and usually the wheels don't fall off, but, you know.
It's happened before?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the wheels come off.
I
said
mm-hmm.
usually, Aiden. I'm only not tighten the bolts once.
I
love it.
It's been many times.
Might be hot.
Once.
Three times.
No.
Whatever.
I love it. But what's next for you guys? You guys are going to go do some of that stuff. You guys are going to do the KPX still?
Always. We're,
yeah, go to Sonoma?
Yeah. We ran the KPX from the year it started when there was three Junior One Cadet Valve. It's a great, they do a great job. It's a great race. We really enjoyed the racing and the motor. We always ran two cycles too. The X30 was maybe just a little too costly for us, and the motor's too much for me personally to manage. I can manage them in an air-cooled motor and hard tires comfortably, and I'm not skilled enough and not willing to spend the resources to run the other package. It's a great
motor, a great package,
but to be successful, you probably need to have a tuner, a coach, run with the team, and be willing to throw tires at it.
Right.
And that's great for some people, but it's out of what we can do. So that's the whole point of this, is trying to develop a class that can be run on the regional level that is more affordable. Racing is not cheap, no matter what. Even 206 is not cheap. But something that's more affordable and that aligns itself so you can manage your tires better.
That's key too. But hey, I got to throw a quick commercial in. Don't go anywhere because I want to talk to you guys real quick before you guys got to go. I know you guys got to get out of here. I'm just going to play two quick commercials and we'll be right back. You're listening to Harrell. We've got the camps here. We're talking about the KA100. We've got seven of them. We've got one seat left, people. So get on that thing. Give them a call. Tell them what you can do. All right. This is something with Harrell.
Seniors in Atwater.
Seniors in Atwater. That's what we're doing. Yeah. All right. All right, we'll be right back.
KPX Karting Championship is coming to a track near you. This organization is focused on growing the sport of karting at the grassroots level on up. All aspects of the series are based and focused around the racer. Come out and support local racing at a track near you. For more information, go to www.kpxracing.com. That's www.kpxracing.com. Nevada Kart Sport, 1220 East Gregg Street, number 17, Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Rodney Rivera has been involved in karting for over 20 years. Rodney does driver coaching and tuning, and has won over 15 championships tuning and coaching drivers over the years. Rodney is also a dealer for Burrell, Tony Kart, CRG, and Atal Kart. So for all your karting needs, call Rodney at Nevada Kart Sport. 775-219-4184. That's 775-219-4184.
What up? Those are sponsors that help us out around here at Hump Day with Harrell. Apodaca and Unleash Power, they always help us out here. If you need any work done, man, talk to him. He's the man. Yeah, that's that. We've got the Kemps on the phone here. We're talking about the KA100, and it just happened to be that we had Owen Rule call in, too. Owen, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you, Harrell?
I'm doing so good, man. I'm so glad to hear you, dude. I really am. It's cool that you're here. I'm really stoked. We don't get to talk to you too often, and we should change that.
Yeah, so I just wanted to talk a little bit about the KA100 because, I was there with Aiden, and I mean, that thing is pretty fast and it's pretty fun to drive, and I mean, it's, you know, less expensive than what the big thing is now, which is X30, and that, I mean, that's a plus, and it's a pretty good motor. I mean, we were breaking him in, you know, and that went well. I mean, that was my first time breaking in a two-stroke. And that, I mean, you know, I got a little nervous because, you know, I mean, that $1,000 mistake.
Right.
But, it went pretty good. I mean, it was probably the funnest day of my racing career.
Oh, wow.
If I'm honest.
You've got some fun days.
That's, well, I mean, you know, I mean, I got to spend it, you know, with two really good people and my dad, which is the best person on the planet, right next to my mom.
All right.
And,
you just saved
yourself
right there. Because you said, I hung out with two really good people and my dad.
Yeah.
You're doing good, Owen.
Yeah, you guys
you're savvy.
You guys are good to go.
You're savvy guy.
Little family there.
Yeah,
but I mean, it was just an overall great experience. It was, I mean, the motor is really good and it's really fast and it's really fun. I mean, honestly, it is a little bit easier to drive than the X30 because the X30 just has tons of torque and that thing does too, but it has enough to where it doesn't grip so much. It just has wheel spin, and that might maybe partly because of we use Invinco Blues on those things, which is also another great thing. I was actually picking up rubber on the front tires when I was at Button Willow.
Really?
Yeah, I was not losing rubber. I was picking up rubber on the front tires, and I was just barely losing rubber on the back.
The tire wear is really good, and that's part of the point. Owen's right. The tire wear was really good.
How long does tires last in those things?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, you know, it would be the same because we run, you know, we have to get new tires for qualifying. So, I mean, but the good thing is that because we run the Briggs & Stratton, we could take the tires, the blues, off of the KA and put them on the Briggs for qualifying. But we ran all day, and we lost hardly nothing. We didn't lose much.
Right.
Yeah, it was super hard.
How much faster were you in the KA, in the 100, compared to your LS206?
About 7 seconds around there. I was running 1 minute times going in the Briggs, and then I hopped into the KAs, and I was like running like 53-second laps.
Dang, that's way faster than Aiden was going, huh?
I'm not sure. Well, I mean, I was 40 pounds lighter, so.
I don't know. I'm just talking smack.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't wait the go-kart. So because they brought them the second go-kart, and they didn't throw the 40 pounds of weight on it, which probably also made it a little bit freer and a little bit looser, too. They're zipping around the track really good.
Yeah, nice. I mean, it wasn't all too loose. I mean, my dad nailed the setup, so that helped.
So, use the same cart? Just throw the motor on your same cart?
No, we threw it on the FA cart, which is the one I ran last year.
Okay. Could you do that, though, if you wanted to race that class? Yeah. Could you just... I mean, what if you had a four-stroke chassis?
Oh,
is it going to work at all with the other motor?
It could, but you might need a new gas tank after because of the fuel.
If you clean the gas
tank. Oh, you got a mixed fuel, huh?
Yeah, you got a mixed fuel, and then it's an outboard, not an inboard. So if you actually just slapped on a sprocket chassis carriage, you could actually leave two on if you wanted to. The motor takes about 5 minutes to change. We were changing the motors every session to break them in and then kept changing them. And it's not very much fun to handle a motor. They run at about 280 degrees. So trying to change these motors without killing yourself really fast if you're in a hurry to get through seven motors to break them in, but they're easy to switch.
Right. Well, cool, man. I'm saying sounds like it's going to be a good hit. I know a few other people that I've been able to talk to that weren't too sure about it in the beginning, and they're starting to like it more and more. You know? I think the cost thing is going to be huge, you know what I mean, to keep the cost reasonable. You know, that's,
well, I mean, I feel like, you know, how the Briggs & Stratton was at its time when it came out, it was supposed to be, you know, the affordable racing. So that was, you know, affordable racing for four-stroke. So And then the and then here you come with the affordable racing of two strokes, which is the KA100. And also, I mean, to step up from four stroke to two stroke, there was no step until now. I mean, the KA100 is not very costly, and if we can get the class going, we could run it in the clubs, not just at SCUSA. And, I mean, we could maybe run it at SCUSA, too, because the tire bill won't be insane.
Right, so it'll allow people with a little lesser of a budget to maybe go and do some more national races.
Absolutely. That's my personal goal. That's what I want to get out of this this whole deal.
Well, that's kind of the goal. You can run it at the club, support the club, and run it at a regional level. They're racing them on at the USCKS on the East Coast, which is the SCUSA equivalent. And they're running it as a pro class, and it's the biggest class. They have 35 racers running that class on the East Coast. And so it's a big class.
I'm excited. I want to drive one.
Well,
one of these days when we're out there, I want to get in one and drive one just to check it out.
I think what we could do is run the Masters and Seniors and just throw more weight on them in Atwater, but come to our CCKRA race at Atwater, and we'll put you in a motor to go test it out.
All right. Hey, I got to go, guys. All right, goodbye.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
He had Pops come in and say, hey, what the hell? You're not supposed to be on the phone. Hey. You're supposed to be in bed. It's a school night.
Oh, I was articulate.
Did you start school yet, Aiden?
1 week from tomorrow.
Dang, the kids here in Roseville already started today.
Seems like they start earlier and earlier. I don't remember starting school in August. You either died of the. I think they're adding time as the school year. I don't remember starting in August. Did you start in August?
I don't know.
We also get out earlier though, so.
And we always start like September, like late September.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is, but they seem
to out in June. Sure.
I got one in high school, my oldest son, Elliot, and he started today. And I know,
right?
Like I said, up north and in Stockton, you know, they all they've already started school.
What grade are you in this year, Hayden?
Eighth.
You're what?
Eighth grade.
Eighth grade? Dang, you're such a little youngster. I think you guys are always a lot older than you are. Like, I always thought you were going to say sophomore or something, junior. Dang.
They go fast.
Well, man, you guys, thanks for coming on. I know you guys just got off work. I know Aiden's got busy. Man, I really wish you guys could make it to the night race this weekend, but that's all right. We'll miss you guys. I know that. And it'll give someone else a chance to be up there. Because if Aiden's there, he's going to be up front. You know that.
Hey, Bowden will be out there. I'm sure racing. He'll be fast. His home track. So we'd love to go race with him. I got to work Friday and getting home and getting ready to go. It takes a lot of prep to go race. You can't just throw the go-kart.
I got
to
go right now.
Yeah.
That's where I'm cutting to. So, right now, we're going out the freaking. I haven't even prepped my car. I got so much work to do. It's crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, you got to go work. It's just sitting
right
in the garage. So Aiden should be out there working on it, right, Aiden?
He hung up. He cut. He said, "Peace out, man." He didn't even say goodbye.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, Harrell, thanks a million. We'll see you at the next one in Sonoma.
All right. Well, thank you very, very much for giving us a little insight on the KA100. I'm really looking forward to seeing where this thing can go. I know a lot of people are getting excited. And like Brian said, there's one more seat available. So get on Facebook, go to Kemp, in Kemp Racing or the wherever. I mean, it's all over Blue Max. I mean, it's all over the place. You can't miss it. So get on there, send them a message. And
I guess tell them why you want to, you know, be in them carts, you know. Get in this series. Let's get this thing tested and see what happens with it, man. I think you're onto something here, brother. All right, man. And I'll talk to you soon. And you keep us posted, okay, on what was the haps and stuff, you know, after the race and stuff. I wanna get some people to call in. We'll get some more insight on this thing and try to pump this thing up a little bit, okay?
Cool. Appreciate it.
All right, my man. You take it easy. Get some rest, and I'll talk to you real soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. That's Brian Kemp there. Aiden already hung up. We had Owen on there. They were all out testing and button wheeling. They all good reviews. I've heard nothing but good things about this this new motor. But we're going to cut out of here a little early tonight. I want to thank all of you all for hanging out. The ratings have been going through the roof again. You guys are amazing. We're close, getting close to 9,000 listeners. And Fecko, Andy Fecko, man, he's our new producer here on the show, and he's just been on fire. He's the one that lines all this stuff up, and he's a busy, busy guy, so we want to make sure we thank him. If you see him out there, tell him thanks. Good job for keeping Harrell in line, because that's what I need. And you guys aren't doing it this weekend. Go to Shasta. It's not that far. It's good racing. Two nights of racing, Friday and Saturday night. Shasta Kart Club. So do what you do. Get your kart ready. Get out there. Get it ready for some night racing, all right? It's going to be 90 degrees at night, so it's going to be grippy. That's all I know. So, that's what we do. Pharrell, thank you. Pump Day was Pharrell. Basically on Blog Talk Radio. See you guys Monday. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride. It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way, yeah, from where we began. You know, we started. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. I'll tell you. When I see you again. You both go out your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride. Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began.